The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Evening to you. It's the Hard Shoulder, Mark Hagney and Kieran Cuddihy. Now, my next guest has been on the Ellen DeGeneres show today. Not everybody gets to say that. And by the way, not the show shown in Ireland today, the Ellen show going out in America today, which means we'll probably get it in 6 or 7 weeks' time. Anyway, not alone that, I think it's his fifth time on the show. He is, of course, Keith Barry. Keith, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. They keep inviting you back. You must be doing something right.
Yeah, well, you know, I think just with regards getting back on Ellen's show, I made a decision a couple of months back that I was going to try and get on Ellen again. And as you said, I've been on her four times before, but the last time I was on was about 12 years ago, believe it or not. So I was kind of on it four times in quick succession and then haven't been on in a long time. And just obviously with not being able to travel and all the rest of it, I wanted to keep my brand awareness out there in the US. So, yeah, I pitched and pitched and pitched and finally got there and I'm on tonight.
Hey, listen, you're a working performer just like all the rest of us. COVID and the pandemic has been really tough. But did you have any qualms, any ethical or moral dilemmas about actually going on a show that has allegedly a culture of bullying and, you know, et cetera, et cetera? You know all the controversy going on about it. Did you kind of think, ooh, maybe this mightn't be the right shop window for me?
Yeah, not really. I mean, all I can ever speak about is my own experience. And, you know, as we've said, I've been on there four times before, and this is my fifth time. And every time has actually been a great experience, and I've never seen anything happen. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing happened. Obviously, something happened internally, and they investigated internally, and ultimately, she's still on the airwaves, and they either left three producers go, or they fired them, or whatever language you want to use. But my own experience has been always just a very positive one. So from that regard, you know, I think the fact that she's still on the airwaves, you've got to give the benefit of the doubt.
Indeed. And listen, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, you're a father, you've got two kids, your business, along with all the rest of the arts and entertainment, has been devastated. You don't know when you're going to work again. You've had to completely upend how you do what you do, which you've been doing quite successfully, actually, because you've gone online. And I was just thinking, because I know how you operate, I've seen your shows. Does magic or mentalism or what you do, does it work online or in that forum as I can't work as well, but does it work well enough for you to feel good about the work?
Yeah, you know, when I pivoted online, I pivoted online early. So when I say early, like April time, I made the decision to pivot online. So instead of, I suppose, painting the fence and cutting the grass, I started just working 12, 15, 18 hours a day trying to figure it out. So I wrote material specific to the online world. And with what you're saying in mind, in other words, I didn't try and take what I was pre-existingly doing on stage, try and hack it and put it online. So I developed material to work online. And the results have actually been very surprising. I find that people are enjoying the intimacy of meeting me online face to face, if you like. Even if there's, you know, up to 1,000 people at one of my performances, they just feel that intimacy, which you don't have when you're at a distance in the Olympia or the INEC. Now, it'll never be a substitute for that because, you know, I live for being on stage and it's just in my DNA at this stage. So I can't wait to get back on a stage. But with that being said, it's working way better than I thought it would insofar as, you know, I'm working for the likes of, you know, Google, PayPal, Facebook, Amazon, Comcast, Dell, all on quite a regular basis now with a mixture of keynotes and pure entertainment. And it's working great,
okay.
You know.
Keith, you know how this works. I'm up against time here. I've got a news break to go at 5 o'clock. You've got a 70-minute high-octane Halloween virtual brain hacking show coming up very shortly. You have got 20 seconds to sell it. Go.
Yeah, so Halloween night, kids will be inside, you'll be inside. So 7 p.m. Irish time, 11 p.m. Irish time. I have two shows on sale. The first one's nearly sold out. And just for your listeners, I've created a code, which is Newstalk, all in caps. You get €8 off a ticket. So the ticket will be down to €19.50. Prices per device. So one ticket will do for the whole household. And you can get tickets up on eventbrite.ie. And yeah, everybody will be involved. And magic will happen in your hands, in your houses. And
what a pro. Keith Barry, thanks a million. Good luck, mate. Stay safe.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Not at all.